Hi everyone, I'm Rene Spann. I'm the lead writer for Malevolence, the Sword of Akrinox, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the creative process for such a unique project and just about writing for video games in general. Working on Malevolence is an experience which you don't really get anywhere else. On the one hand, Infinity gives you a lot of freedom. You can write about essentially anything. On the other hand, the locations, I'm talking about towns, dungeons, all of that, they're procedurally generated. So are the NPCs and the dialogue. So the entire framework of a normal game, you know, the way that a game is communicated to the player, completely disappears. In Malevolence, there's no set piece levels or landmarks, there's no named characters that the player is destined to meet or is even likely to encounter over the course of a playthrough, and there are no plot events or objectives to give the player directions, which most other roguelikes like Crawl and NetHack still do to some extent. The writers can't go around simply filling in the empty spaces because the canvas is too big. We could work until the end of time and space and still not feel even a fraction of Malevolence's game world. At this point, some developers would just abandon the whole written aspect of the game, but without something to breathe life into the setting, Akrinox would end up feeling like an empty, hollow kind of place. People don't get attached to landscapes and architecture, they get attached to the characters, to the stories and adventures they have. It's true that roguelikes in general have more sandbox elements than traditional RPGs do, but they work harder to engage the player's imagination. They have to be more than a simple playground to muck around in. Their magic lies in their ability to make the player feel invested in this character. So I asked myself the question, what kind of experience could you create by also making him feel invested in the world itself? To use one example of what I'm talking about, there is another indie roguelike called The Unreal World, which is set in a procedurally generated fictional version of Iron Age Finland. This game blows my mind every time I play it. The first thing you notice as a new player is the amazingly open crafting system, which lets you make all kinds of useful items to help you survive from day to day, which is actually a serious challenge. What really sold it for me, though, wasn't that. It wasn't even the ability to create whole buildings and hunt wildlife and call for help from the spirit world. It's the unique identity the game creates, with the help of a built-in encyclopedia of facts, guides, and stories, such as the poetic little rituals you use to invoke the supernatural. That's the kind of thing I wanted to do with Malevolence. I wanted to create an atmosphere which enhances every part of the game. Now that led me to focus more on the theme of the world rather than the specifics, in an effort to sidestep the technical constraints of Akrinox. Now for that reason, the books you can find in the game are hugely varied. There's morality tales and children's stories, there's personal journals and scientific articles about the physics of Akrinox. There's pieces which explore the minds and philosophies of the inhabitants, wondering how they might feel about their unique homeland. There's even jokes and other pure silliness just to remind us that people living in a fantasy world still have things like a sense of humor. I also wanted to hit angles which I felt were left unexplored. Now, when I first joined the project, much of the writing was built around the Chosen Ones, these semi-immortal guardians created by the Sword of Akrinox, which the player character is one incarnation of. It's a hugely important part of the lore, there's no denying that, but it felt to me like a tall tower built without any support at the sides. There's only so much, you know, heroic sword-slinging you can read before it gets a bit boring, and it needed stuff around it as a foundation. I wanted to make people interested in the everyday life of Akrinox and, you know, the problems of the characters who can be pretty ordinary compared to the Chosen Ones. Without the ability to hand-write unique dialogue, those stories became the main way to make the NPCs come alive. You might never meet the characters you read about, but you can remember what they were like and maybe begin to see their qualities in the NPCs you meet. Also, creating a larger pool of more varied stories, I don't want to use the word mundane because they're really not, but it makes the magic more magical. It helps to create a sense of where the Chosen Ones fit into the grand scheme of things. What we didn't want to do is make the mistake of gearing everything towards the player. In order to really sell a setting, it has to become a living, breathing world where things happen without the player's involvement. I don't mean animating every second of every NPC's life either. Maybe I'm alone in this, but it breaks immersion for me when I see characters rigidly go about an unchanging routine with no regard for things like weather or season or the fact that their job might entail doing different things on different days. The trick is to convey that there are things going on which the player isn't seeing. And that's where the deliberate retro style in Malevolence works in our favor. So does being an indie. We're not trying to do the next Mass Effect or Skyrim or Dragon Age, and going by what I've seen from our community, who are all awesome by the way, people don't expect that of us. They expect to use their imaginations to round out the whole experience. And we've tried to encourage that wherever we can. What we've ended up with is a game which, as far as I know, has more handwritten fiction than any indie that's come before. The final release will have upwards of 200 individual pieces, both independent stories and multi-parters, weighing in at well over 100,000 words. That's a good novel's worth. Another 100 pieces are planned for the expansion coming out later this year, and this is a big deal to us, and we're proud of it. Really, that's one of the biggest reasons why I decided to join the team in the first place. I was impressed by Alex's dedication to crafting a full package rather than just leaving it as an empty sandbox. In an industry where writers are mostly sidelined and devalued as unnecessary to the creation of a successful game, he employed a whole team of us in an effort to deliver the most complete and rewarding experience we possibly can. I really hope other developers will take a page from his book and remember a time when graphics were not the most important thing about a video game. Akronox has become a place I care about, when most other RPGs nowadays are little more than a container filled with monsters to kill and loot to gather. The position of the Chosen One means something to me when I play the beta, so I can only hope that my effort makes you guys feel some of that too. Well, that's all from me for today. If you're listening to this and you haven't already joined our community forum, you really should, as well as keep up with the updates on Kickstarter and IndieDB. If you've enjoyed listening to me talk, feel free to let me know in the comments and suggest anything else you might like to hear me talk about in future.